Leprosy is a very ancient disease, but still affects hundreds of thousands of people around the world each year. It was this modern state of affairs that was the focus of Professor Diana Lockwood's inaugural lecture, called Leprosy, Puzzles, Perils and Prejudice in the 21st Century. I spoke to her after the lecture at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine and asked Diana to start by explaining what leprosy is.
Well, leprosy is an infectious disease caused by the mycobacterium, and that's a germ that's around in the environment. It's coughed out by patients with untreated leprosy. The important thing about it is that it gets into the skin and the nerves, and it causes patches on the skin, and then it also affects the nerves. When people have nerve damage, then they lose sensation in their hands and their feet, and they also develop weakness in their hands and feet, so they're at risk of developing ulcers and injuries. And that's why it's important.
Is that why also the general idea about leprosy is actually that bits of you fall off? Is it the damage?
Yes, that's very sharp of you, because many people have this idea that leprosy eats away at you, but it doesn't eat away at you. What happens is that you can't feel, and so you injure yourself.
And what kind of injuries are you talking about? What have you seen during your career?
Well, you see all kinds of injuries. So, for instance, in Hyderabad, I saw a little boy of 12 who couldn't feel in his hands, and so he got very severe burns on his hands because he stood too close to a fire. Here in Britain, one might see someone with ulcers on their feet because their shoes are pinching and they can't feel them.
In the early stages, is it very easy to diagnose?
No, it's quite often quite difficult, because you're looking for the combination of skin lesions, patches on the skin, and also nerve involvement. So patients may present with numbness or weakness in their hands and feet, but often that can have been present for a long time. That's one of the other challenges, is to get people diagnosed early, because many people don't realise if they have numbness or weakness in their hands and feet that they need to come for treatment.
And how long after having contracted leprosy might somebody have nerve damage that is so bad that they might be left with long-term disability?
Our research shows that about 70% of patients have got nerve damage at the time of diagnosis, or 70% have old nerve damage.
Why are you particularly interested in studying the nerve damage aspect of leprosy?
Because we have got very good antibiotics for treating leprosy, so if you like, that's an easier part of the disease, and that leaves us with the challenge of treating this inflammation, which is chronic and goes on and on.
So you're looking to try and stop and potentially reverse that nerve damage?
Yes, we are. Yes, and we do that with anti-inflammatory drugs. We're using steroids, and we're trying to extend our armamentarium.
And how successful has that been so far?
Well, we've got modest success. Steroids work in about 50% of patients, but really they're not as good as we would like. And of those patients who are treated, about another 50% will require a further course of steroids. So it's certainly not a panacea.
Now, it seems that there is a lot of work going on generally around the world to do with leprosy, especially here at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. But do you think attitudes generally have changed with leprosy?
I think they're changing very slowly, and leprosy remains a very stigmatising disease. And I think you can see that at national, community and individual levels. And I think we have to work at all those different three levels. So, you know, we have to ensure that states don't have laws against leprosy patients. We have to ensure that communities don't exclude people when they're diagnosed with leprosy. And we have to make individuals not feel frightened when they have a diagnosis of leprosy.
And how does the stigmatisation manifest itself?
Well, it manifests itself often in fear and isolation. And patients, for instance, you know, might stop having a social life. And many of my patients, I think, stop having a sex life. And one of the things that I've talked about is that it's fine for them to resume a normal sex life.
Leprosy is a very ancient disease, and obviously the work is ongoing. But what is it that drives you to keep going at this disease and makes you get up every day and think, I'm going to go and do something else, I'm going to find out more? What really drives you?
I think it's the challenge of working with an interesting disease where one has an opportunity to really make a difference to people in the long run.
That was Professor Diana Lockwood talking to me at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine after a fascinating inaugural lecture. For Audio News, I'm Anna Lacey.